I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's see just how consistent my partner is with his takes here. And with how we perceive certain things, Sal has told us for a long time that, and I don't disagree with this, most people kind of subscribe to this by now because nobody really plays, you can't make too much out of the post, out of the preseason with football. The defenses are very vanilla, very benign, you know, you're not going to show too much to put it on tape, you want to come into the regular season, keeping other teams guessing, blah, blah, blah. So, when you see Daniel Jones... Mm-hmm. who you did prop up for a while, and then, like most people, took a bit of a step back, and now, you know, believe eventually the Giants pretty soon will have a new quarterback. When you see him play poorly, and although he did some good things, he really did,
yeah.
Two interceptions aside, when you see that, will you lean on the mistakes and say, you see, this is why, or... Are you consistent, and it's just preseason? Doesn't mean anything.
It does not mean anything, and I'm not going to overreact to preseason. However, what I will say is when you have a quarterback that is going into year six and is still making the stupid decisions that you wouldn't accept from a player in year two, we're going into year six. It's one of the reasons I just can't get it out of my mind. That Monday Night Football game last year when Jones was healthy against the Seahawks, when the Giants still had a chance at salvaging their season, and he made a horrific throw, an interception, pick six, turned the entire game around. He's made those throws consistently throughout the course of his career. Year one, year two, and so on, and year five. And you saw the same thing over the weekend in preseason. The same type of throw that got him. You can't do that. So it's not about what Daniel Jones did in the preseason or even the interception that he threw down the field, the second one. It's the first one that, to me, I've seen Daniel Jones do so many times. He's made that mistake so many times. It's got to be discouraging. Again, I'm not overreacting to anything in the preseason, good or bad. If he threw for five touchdowns, I wouldn't be saying, oh, here comes the year of Daniel Jones. And it's not just him. It could be anybody. But the fact that you still have a quarterback who's going into year six and is still making idiotic decisions like he did in that preseason game, that to me would confirm that Daniel Jones just isn't it.
By the way, he almost threw an interception on his first throw of the day.
Yeah.
Almost threw one. Not to mention the other two that actually did go down. Two interceptions, three drives here. All right. I think Daniel Jones is okay. I think he's fine. I'm not going to go nuts here. Going to have the confidence overflowing here when you see Daniel Jones looking really rusty and a little creaky and making poor decisions. But I think the bigger issue, rather than burying Daniel Jones, who is what he is, he's average, maybe a tick above with certain things.
Or below.
Above average with the athleticism, but I'm not even sure if he's retained, how much he's retained with the knee, so it's really hard to gauge. But, I mean, I think when Daniel Jones is healthy, and he's got competency around them, which has been hit or miss for too long, I have no problem saying that I believe myself, processing, intelligence, physical traits, that Daniel Jones is bare minimum average or a tick above NFL average. That's me.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people are going to push back on that. Yeah. I got you. But the bigger issue is what's behind him. That's the bigger issue. Because let's say that was a harbinger of things to come, and Daniel Jones is, he's gun-shy, he's skittish, it's over. Drew Lock's hurt. And listen, we all love Tommy DeVito, his story. Tommy DeVito's not a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's just not.
You know what I love about Tommy DeVito? That he's retiring that, I don't know where I saw this. I must have seen this online or whatever. They must have been mic'd up. And his teammates were looking for him to do the stupid hand sign thing.
Yeah, the Italian thing.
I'm not doing that. I did it last year. I got to call him something new. I respect that. He did it last year. Move on. And I love that about DeVito.
Let's see what he comes up with first before he was going to give you the Italian horns. Or what's next here?
I have no idea, but whatever. It doesn't have to be something that he's Italian. Who knows? But I want to see him get in the game and see if he could do something with it and evolve and have a year two of Tommy DeVito. Who knows?
He can actually be, and I'm not going to say that he can't be competent, but You're not jumping on this ridiculous train of DeVito being the starter, are you?
No,
please tell
no,
me
no.
This isn't happening.
No, I wouldn't do that, but okay. I'm not worried about what's behind Daniel Jones.
I am, because if you don't believe in Daniel Jones and Drew Locke is hurt and you're not sure what DeVito is, you got to be terrified.
No, but this year is about Daniel Jones. They made it about Daniel Jones. So we know what's behind him. And by the way, I trust that DeVito has more confidence and calmness about him. I mean, he clearly doesn't have the athleticism that Daniel Jones has or the skill set that Jones has. But there's some, and I do think Jones has, he's got some intangibles. Like, he's as tough as nails and can lead by example in that regard. But I think that DeVito's got that toughness and the ability to lead as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't have anywhere near the athleticism or skill set that Jones has. But I also feel like DeVito's more calm. He may make mistakes, but it's not because he's
rushing.
Got happy feet and his brain can't process what's going on. When I watch Jones, it's like it gives me anxiety. Watch that one play where he throws the pick six again.
I know.
And blame the offensive line. Blame the run. Like, you can't do that.
Yep, I don't disagree with
that. What are you
doing?
Get rid of the damn football. It's year six. Yeah. By the way, that's the other thing with DeVito in comparison. Like, this is year six for Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
What? When's he going to learn? What, year 12? Well, this is going to be a make or break for Daniel Jones. We've seen him do the same things in year five, and now year six preseason that he did in year one and two and three.
I'm not trying to go back. Please don't misconstrue. I'm not going to the Daniel Jones well of maybe he could be the franchise. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm. All I'm saying is that he is rusty. I mean, there is great trepidation. You know, I think
understood.
There's two. When an athlete goes down, there's two things that have to happen. Number one, you've got to will your body back to functional levels. And number two, you've got to learn to trust your body.
Right.
And learning to trust your body is the biggest obstacle for any pro athlete. Now, I don't mean getting back where it's physically sound. That's kind of, it's but hard why? Work, but it's easy. It's attainable. It's achievable. Getting on a field with 11 monsters chasing you down when your knee was just reconstructed, it's moving at a speed that, even though Daniel Jones is a good athlete, that he's going to have to get accustomed to again.
Understood.
That's hard.
Understood. Even more so. Then throw the football away. Drop back. First read, second read, not there. Get rid of it. Go through the progressions and get rid of it. He's holding on to the football like a come on. You can't be doing that. Trying to make something happen in the preseason game. And then, of course, throws the picks. Like, you can't do that. Look, I understand the injury and coming back. And by the way, my belief in Jones was after the successful year in the postseason, you know, winning a postseason game. And the thought was, okay, all that's happened before was fixed this year with the new head coach, and I was hoping and assuming that Jones learned from it. Because you didn't see the turnovers. You didn't see the stupid plays. Dable cleaned that up. Then from there, he had to build off of that. And I was hopeful that he could build off of that in year two under Dable. And not only did he not build off of that, he regressed. You could talk about the offensive lines, you could talk about the injuries, but then you started to see him make the stupid decisions again. That is when I said, enough, I cannot believe in him anymore. And I'm not putting any stock in the preseason, good or bad, but with Daniel Jones, he's making still the stupid mistakes that you're just going to have to live with because he's never going to fix them if we're in year six and he hasn't already corrected it.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.